Okay, yeah, we're going on. You hear me?
Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy. This is where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams all around. So sit back, enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. I am T.
And this is Rachel.
This is Shelley.
What's up, Diva?
What's up, ladies? What's going on?
Nothing much. How's everybody doing the hump day?
I'm doing good.
Most of the week, you know, we're in the middle of the week, so, you know, it should be a breeze the next 2 days, huh?
Yeah, I'll be glad when this week is over because I got a 3-day week and I'm off on Monday.
All right. Holiday coming up Monday?
Huh?
I'm sorry, a holiday coming up Monday?
One of the president's probably birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
So, you know, there's no school, so.
Right, right.
All the moms that be happy that the kids going to school, watch out now.
I know that's right.
A long weekend.
I plan on sleeping.
I heard that.
I think the kids have a whole week off next week, too. Vacation, winter reset.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if they're going to give it to him because of that storm that came through here, don't remember.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, yeah, so there might be a... No, no.
Yeah.
What's going on? You got any good topics tonight, Shelly?
Yes, we got some good topics, yes.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Go in.
Okay. What if you're sleeping with your ex and found out they were getting engaged? Would you continue to sleep with them?
Wow. Bad enough I'm sleeping with him and he an ex, but then he gonna get married? What?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out why we still sleep together if he's trying to get engaged.
Well, I mean, I mean, hey.
Wow.
Things happen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna tell no lie because I've been there, did that. You know?
Experience is a good teacher, they say. It's a great teacher.
Thank you. You know, hey, it happens, and I mean, what can you do about it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Wow.
Ms. Ray, you ever been there?
Me?
Yeah.
Trying to think. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have. Yes. It was in the past, so it, you know, I don't look back at it, but since we brought it up, yeah, I've been there, done that. Shelly, what about you, Miss Diva?
No, I haven't done it, but I'm thinking if I was, you would probably have to wean yourself off of that. I think you would probably have to gradually back up.
Unless you just want to continue, you know, to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, even after they get married, because it doesn't happen. I mean, it is what it is, but
right.
You know, but it only lets me know that he wasn't ready for no marriage from the gate if you're still doing that.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Seriously.
Right.
You got anything else?
Yeah, this one is a cliffhanger. What if you found out your ex was getting married to a close family member?
What?
The ex that I was sleeping with?
Yes. Yes.
A close family member of mine? Oh, no.
Now he has to kick rocks for real. Yeah, he got to go.
That's definitely a red flag.
That's what I call scandalous.
Yeah.
On both parts, I think.
Right. But
yeah.
It happens.
I mean,
it happens.
Go ahead.
It happens.
Yeah.
I haven't been in that situation. Pardon me. I haven't been in that situation, but ooh, that's definitely deep. That's ooh, like you say, scandalous.
Right. Yeah, that's scandalous on both parts.
But you know, it's bad enough you my ex.
Uh-huh.
And we still hanging out, you know, doing the thing. But for you to be engaged to a close family member of mine?
Right.
What is the close family member doing?
Wait a minute, as Mike say, somebody about to get their head split to the white meat.
Yes, definitely. Wow.
What do you say, Keith? Somebody's going to jail?
No, not jail. They might be going to hell because after I finish splitting that wig, they might be going to hell. But you know, it really, I can't say that because I would have to blame myself for even allowing myself to even go backwards instead of forwards. You know, because you set yourself up when you went back to the ex and start having sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. You're only setting yourself up for hurt.
Exactly.
Because he's an ex for a reason.
Exactly. So then definitely know yourself, know your self-worth.
Exactly.
Know exactly what you're getting into, why you're doing it, if it's, you know, if it's emotions attached, or it's just, you know what, right now we're broken up, but I don't want to go out somewhere else and get it, so I might as well just sleep with him, you know?
Right. No, I mean, that's the lamest excuse you could have. Knowing that, you know, you can know that he's with somebody. But you, like I said, there lies again, you're only setting yourself up for that. You know, so how can you be mad even if it was your darn sister, mama, or whoever?
Right.
You know, that's why I said I have to take that back, because I set myself up for that one. You know,
yes,
running back to the ex. You know,
if I could do not know that the ex is already engaged to somebody, I'm pretty sure you would know at some point that your ex is engaged to somebody in your family. I'm pretty sure that'll be all out in the street, you know?
Right.
Well, not really. I mean, take for instance, you where you are and I'm where I am, right?
Right.
If it's going on like that, no, you wouldn't know until you're told.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that could go in a several ways. You know, you won't really necessarily have to know it, because that ex may have moved out of town. So how are we going to know what he's doing in that town? All we know is when he comes to us, what we doing.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
You feel me?
Right. Definitely. Great point.
But you know what? With that being said, unless y'all ladies got something to put some points on that second part,
I'm going to open up the phone lines
if y'all don't have
anything. Crazy.
Huh?
I said the close family member, engaged to my close family member. That's crazy.
Well, like I say, hey, you just set yourself up from the gate by messing with the ex, going backwards instead of forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But with that being said, I'm going to open up the phone lines because they're on fire. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press that 1. Don't be scared to get in here with the Diva Squad, and let's discuss this deep topic about your ex and your close family member, however you want to put it. We're going to go there. But first, we're going to play our first song, which will be Whisper by Charlie Wilson featuring Keith Sweat. Let's go.
I wanna whisper. I wanna whisper. I got something to say. I wanna whisper in your ear. Seems like a perfect day to say what I've been wanting to say. Don't worry, baby, it's okay. Everything is just great. I ain't ashamed to say how I feel when it comes down to you. So many ways to communicate. For me, it's only one way. Fly a plane, light it in the sky, but it's better, girl, to fly. And they don't need your lying eyes to my DJ. See, can we do, baby? I need to touch and feel you, baby. I put my arms around you to hold your body for me. Yeah.
some things I wanna tell you, babe. Oh yeah, girl, yeah.
And I wanna let you know that you're wrong.
Come and get with me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
tonight,
baby,
yeah, girl.
Come
with me right now, right now, my baby.
Wow, go ahead, Charlie and Keith. What?
Yes.
Ooh.
I love you,
like
from Charlie Wilson, yes.
Yes. I mean, Charlie Wilson, man. Keith begging sweat. Hey, he got it going on, too. Even though he be begging, but hey, he got it going. He got it going on. Ooh, wee. But back to those topics, man. You know, that's the thing that you have to just say, you know what? Hey, you set yourself up for self-destruction because all you did was destruct yourself on that one. You know?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to keep it real. The best thing to do in that situation is not put yourself in that situation. Then you don't have to worry about what would you do.
Exactly.
You know.
That's true.
And if you do decide to put yourself in that situation, guess what? Don't be mad about nothing that happened because, like I said, he's an ex for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So don't set yourself up for, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh. But
yeah,
because
that's what you're doing.
Prepared.
It's so hard.
Be prepared to you know, to get beat in the head to the white meat if that family member that ex is engaged to finds out that ex is sleeping with you.
Exactly.
Be prepared to run.
Yeah, because you know, now you're messing with that family member. It's bad enough that, you know, we hooked back up.
Mm-hmm.
But then for it to be, you know, you hurting my family member of mine. If anything, it's time to get you. We both need to just jump you, buddy.
Right. Set him up.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. Because, like I said, but there lies again. What, you know, throw a little monkey in the wrench. Put this in there. What if that close relative already knew that you and that your ex had been hooked up before?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you even go there? You know?
True. Right. But what if that family, there's different scenarios though, because that family member might not have known your past, you know? So if that family member didn't know that you were dating that person in the past, and oh my gosh, it could get messy. That's just a messy situation, period.
Yeah,
you can't
get
even, wow.
Real messy.
Right.
Yeah.
People can get hurt over that, you know, physically hurt, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you can get hurt, period, over the cheating, because some people, they don't know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know. So, I mean, with that being said, hey, you got to go with the flow.
Yeah.
And keep it moving. Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, I've been there, but it wasn't no engagement and all that. Well, I take that lie back.
You cut it off before I got
that. But I couldn't
you
get
know,
upset.
You know, with an ex, sometimes you might be like, well, let me just go see one more time. Let me see if it's still good.
Of course. Yeah, you could. Shoot. But the thing is, I don't know. It was sort of better the second time
around. You definitely set yourself up, woman.
But you know what? It wasn't like it was, you know, because then, like, the second time, maybe, like, I don't even like that no more. You know, it may just be where you got to get it off your chest or just, like, make it complete, like, that closure. And once you do it, you know, you feel like, I shouldn't have never went there.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, seriously, ew. I'm talking about ew. But now, I couldn't even take myself there. You know, because for one thing, I know what it is to be hurt. And if that person that, you know, family member, whoever it was, found out that, you know, he was cheating with his ex, you know, she would be crazy to marry him.
Because if
he's doing it while he's engaged, then guess what? Being married don't mean nothing.
Right.
Because
yeah,
he's
what are
serious
the family
about that.
So what do you think the holidays are going to be like when everybody's getting together?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
There's some jealous people out there, and a lot of them are our family members. So that family member might be glad to grab your sloppy seconds. And you know, to them, it might make them feel like, hey, it's somebody, because they got that person now, you know?
Yeah. I mean, hey, my thing is, left it alone. Yesterday, not don't even fix yourself up for it.
Let it alone. Let it alone.
Left it alone.
Wow.
So, man. I mean, that's one of them questions to have you like,
yeah. Yeah. Right there or something.
So, I mean, whew. But,
that's
Shelly, if you ran into
one.
That, Shelly.
Yes.
If you ran into that scenario, what would you do?
What would I do? What would I do? Basically, what I would do is I might go for it for the last time and see what's going on. I might. You know, I could stop him from marrying her. I don't know, you know. You know, maybe I could, you know, change his mind or something. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could, but, hey, would you want to?
No, because that's like we said, it's going to be a big mess. That's exactly what it's going to be, a mess.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mess.
Wow.
You know,
yeah, total. Well, ladies, we have our first caller of the night.
Okay.
Dog Bone, are you there?
You women are crazy as anything tonight. Here we go. First of all, who's cooking tonight? Seriously, because I'm hungry.
That ain't the topic.
I really got to cook then? Nobody cooking over there?
We ain't talking about cooking. We talking about...
y'all talking about a crazy topic that someone going to catch a murder case on. Nobody catching a murder case with the three of you on.
But why?
We mean, but why? Because you women are crazy. Now, for guys, guys, we were like, we high-fiving each other. Keep it in the family. Yeah, dude. Yeah, my God. But you're going to pass her around and everything.
See, but why would it be up? No. So you saying, so you saying you guys would go for it? I mean, you. I can't say, you can't speak for all the guys.
Shit.
So you saying that you would rather keep it in the family?
She's an ex. Keep it around. It's like that. Is that like that? How would I explain? How can I explain this? It's like that one friend and all that just hangs out with you and everything. Everybody get a piece. That's how it is. Everybody get a piece.
Okay.
What if you still have feelings for your ex?
So being that it's an ex, you just treat it like a piece of ex. Yeah.
You treat it like boxing, stick and move.
Stick and move.
He didn't say stick and move.
No, I think that's a good way of putting it. Well, I gotta be PG on here.
Yeah, well, right. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
I've been working on this for a whole week. Yeah, I've been working on this.
And I am proud of
job.
You.
You're doing a good job.
But I mean, well, yeah. I mean, you got some great points there, you know. That's why I say don't even set yourself up for it. You know, you knew what it was cut out to be when the reason he is or she is an ex.
Right,
you know.
And then you want to marry a family member, that just proves a point. And that means we that good. That means I put something on you. You want to stick with the family. It's like, yo. So, like, all right, I'm giving you the ups and downs. The ups is this, the downs is that. Now, if you want to go say I do, so be it. But don't say I didn't warn you because I was with that before you. Now, if you can control all that or you are comfortable with that, you can accept that, yo, God bless. But if not, don't come back to me, because all I'm going to say is I told you so.
Yeah, well, like I said, you got some great points there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to, the number, the phone lines are on fire. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press that 1. Don't be scared. Or you can just kick back and listen to it on the computer. But we love hearing your feedback, so don't be scared. Push that 1 and let's go in on it.
Gee, move over too. Make room there. I'm trying to lay down.
You know
move
what?
Move over. I can't get a pop play or nothing. I can't lay down. No.
Anywho. Don't be getting no murder charges from the ex. What if she wanted to hook up with you? You're not gonna do it?
I would catch a murder case, because right now, if I see my ex, I might just bat it down. She might call me Joe Clark. That's how I feel about her right now.
Yeah.
And I have no problem saying that. And everybody knows it too. They're like, no, she's in there. Don't come here. I'm like, all right, not a problem. Not a problem.
Wow.
Yes, I do have a violent side and everything. She's definitely made that come out in me. So it's better I stay away from her.
Oh, well. It'll get better.
I know it's getting better. I know it's getting better.
But you know what, though?
I still had that rage. Yes.
I want you to hold the line.
You want me? Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Show you right.
That would be nice.
I am being nice. You are the one that said you wanted me.
All I said was
move over.
What should I miss?
I'm trying to figure.
Hold on. Don and Divas, we have another caller. We have Brian Hoover. find Hoover. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian.
What's up, Bronte?
Hey, baby.
Hey, Brian.
How are you?
Listen to how T's voice changed. Ow!
Exactly. See what I mean?
Look, I got, that's my nephew.
Okay. I was going to say, with the flooding, let me introduce the man to the show. Brian, welcome to GQ Palace, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. How are you tonight?
Good. Staying busy.
All right. Did you hear our topic? Did you hear our topic?
Nah, I didn't get the chance to hear it.
Okay,
Brian, what if you were sleeping with your ex and found out they were getting engaged? Would you continue to sleep with them?
If my ex was getting engaged, would I continue to sleep with them?
Yes.
Why are you sleeping together in the first place?
Well, that's
fair. Maybe
you want to try it out one more time.
That's a dangerous spot to go into. That's like rehashing up old feelings and knowing that your ex is going on and stuck in the back.
Come on, man. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You just get home from the bar. He's talking to you and everything. She just happens to call. Like, what are you doing? You, like, come over and, you know, then bam. No?
Nah. That's too much.
Man.
Yeah, too much. I guess it depends how serious the relationship was then. I mean, if the relationship was that serious back then, that's all I would want to touch.
Uh-huh.
Right.
He might rehash some old feelings or something. And then he's going to be knocking on their door
In the process, she has gotten engaged and she still want to sleep with you.
Because you got that good old thing.
Well.
Okay.
Just remember what Shaf said. It's your duty. That's all I got to say.
Shelly, you want to give him the part two, see what he got to say about the album?
Somebody's laughing.
What if you found out your ex was engaged to a close family member?
A close family member?
Well,
no. You say my ex was engaged to a close family member, so that's already fighting words. Why you touching my stuff?
That's why I was saying don't even set yourself up to go back to that ex.
Uh-huh.
Because there's gonna be problems.
Yeah, why you touching my old stuff? All the people you can run into, you gotta pick mine.
True.
But she wants to keep it in the family because what you did and everything, she wants it to keep going in the family.
Now that's some Maury. That's Maury Povich shit. That's something you see on
not
TV.
Not more.
10 o'clock in the morning. That's not happening.
I
wow.
Yeah. Listen, I want you guys to hold the line. We're going to go to our next song. It's Tears of Joy by Faith Evans.
When I think about it, babe, all I can do is shake my head. Cause there ain't no explanation on this earth. Oh, you must be heaven sent. With your crazy, 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 crazy love. Boy, you got me so. Messed up. been through so many things. My heart has seen the ups, the downs, the highs and the lows, and every pain life brings. But now I got your crazy, crazy, crazy love.
Times on the radio this past week, and I'm like, oh wow, my hair stood up on my arms. It's such a pretty song.
It is. It is. The words and everything.
Yeah, make you want to learn the words, and then when you get in the shower by yourself, you swear you Faith Evans singing up the.
Honey, you don't know. Look, be hitting them high notes. Be hitting them high notes and everything.
Yes.
Break the glass,
you know,
and
break. Is everybody still with me? Right. But I mean, that was real pretty. Can we give a hand clap for the DJ tonight?
Yes.
Because he's going in. He, she going in. And I love it. I love it. Yes. Got to give them much props. Because the DJ is off the chain.
All right. Well, we definitely have another caller. Dave, are you still hanging on, baby? Dave.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi,
welcome. Hi, Dave.
Well, good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. Good night, dear brothers. And definitely a big shout out to the DJ. He's definitely doing this thing tonight.
Yes, he is.
But I'm going to go right into the question. Here's the thing.
Okay.
As far as sleeping with an ex, I'm going to say, first I'm going to have to pray and for the brother that she's marrying, because I'm going to pity him because he's in for a rough road. That's number one.
Agree.
You know, so that's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to get on my knees. I'm going to pray for this brother because he's in for a rough time.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing is, you know what? A few years ago, I probably would have slept with my ex. But knowing what I know now, I would not get into it at all. I appreciate what the brother said about coming in 3:00 in the morning, probably having a few drinks, you know, and your other head is thinking for you. You know, but that's going to lead you into a path that you really don't want to, you don't want to travel over that path. And I'll tell you why. About 3 years ago, I was riding with a girl. I was coming down the highway. She got me real upset. And I told her, look, just get out of the car. and I was literally going to leave on the highway. But, fortunately, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
hey.
Listen, she got me real pissed off.
You really made him mad.
Yeah. So, 3 years later, she pursued me, you know, to the point where she definitely wanted to get me to get have sex with her. You know why? She wanted to get back at me for something that happened like 3 years earlier. So when you're going to have sex with your ex, make sure that it's not that she's trying to get back at you. And make sure that you're doing it for the right reason. But there's no right reason getting back with your ex, because I tell you what, it's going to go right back into the same wall that you ran into the first.
Exactly.
You know, nothing's going to happen. You know?
Unless we take it to the Spiritual Sunday show and we start all over from scratch and we, you know, put a different foundation first, you know, but that's a whole different story, you know?
Oh, listen. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Art.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the second part of that is that now she is engaged to be married with a family member. I mean, how vile can you get?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, that's like inviting the serpent into your house and sitting and feeding and eating at the same table with him. Oh my God, no!
And
no,
just letting them poison
the whole
family, really, because that's what's gonna happen. The family is going to have animosity not only towards him, but her as well. So
No. The women are going to have that. The women are going to have that. The fellas, we're going to be eyeballing you. How is that?
No, I would not say that.
I'll tell you
because
what. If the family didn't have a curse, that's going to be the beginning of the family curse right there.
That's true.
I'll tell
because
you that.
Because it's going to break that family apart to a certain extent. You know,
yes.
I wouldn't want to be the one, you know, you're constantly, like, looking over the table at me like, you know, you're the cause of all of this. It's going to be some hard feelings. I don't care how you look at it.
Right. And us women, we definitely carry the grudge better than a man will. You know, that's speaking from experience, right? We definitely hold that grudge. We carry that for a long time and sometimes often too long. I'm speaking for myself on that. I know something will be totally in my past, and I will even think that I'm over it and past it. And then something or someone will just trigger it and remind me, girl, you ain't past it yet, you know? So I'll have to, you know, I have to dig deep inside again and remember, okay, you're a lady now, you're a woman now. Don't hold that grudge.
Right.
It's going to create more problems.
Yeah, and then the males of the family are probably be, you know, looking at him sideways as well, you know?
Right.
Of course, you know, because, I mean, like Dave just said, hey, the serpent is in there now. And the venom has been spit. I mean, yeah, it's poisonous. It's a poisonous ordeal already. You know, you shouldn't have never went back to the ex from the start.
Mm.
You know, so again, when I like I said earlier, how can you even be upset? You set yourself up for it when you went back to that ex.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Some relationships are just poisonous from the beginning.
I mean, it was a reason that they're your ex from the start.
Yeah.
You know, whether it was a mutual breakup or however the breakup was, you're still setting yourself up.
Yeah.
Because if it didn't go nowhere from the first time, it's definitely not going nowhere the second time. And then you get engaged. Come on now. No.
hopefully
I'm with you on that
thing.
Huh?
I said, hopefully children are not in the picture, like maybe a husband and wife and he's going back with the ex. Now that whole family's broken up, you know, now you're looking at divorce, now the children got to go.
Ooh,
I mean, it's a whole...
You just
hit
a nerve.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's twisting the knife.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
definitely a hurt right there.
Mm-hmm. Painful. I've been there, done it. Can write the book on that one. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
And I'm like you, Ray. I never looked at that about a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Hooray. Well, I want everyone to hold the line. We're going to go to another song. And the song is Make a Little by Jarvis.
Make a little room in my bed, make a little room in my head, make a little room in my heart. Maybe I can start all over again. Make a little room in my bed, make a little room in my head, make a little room in my heart. Maybe I can start all over again. I know you're torn, I know you're struggling, I know you thought that your heart was only mine. But then you met him, started catching feelings, and now a tug of war is happening in your mind. Girl, you should know that
we'll never be the same if you go.
We'll never be the same. And
I know you think he loves you, but he don't.
Cause he don't know you like I do.
So choose before I
I'm about to go ahead and make a little room in my bed. Make a little room in my head. Make a little room in my heart. Maybe I can start all over again. Make a little room in my bed.
But if you gotta go,
then you gotta go.
Then you gotta go.
Girl, I ain't gonna beg you to stay. My pride won't let me say the words. You're acting like I love you with something you never heard.
What more can I give?
You already got my heart.
Maybe you want the pin
through my black card. But either way, you should know that
it'll never be the same.
Oh, it'll never be the same. And I
know you
know. I'm about to make a little room in my bed. Make a little room in my head. Make a little room in my heart. Maybe I can start all over again. Make a little room in my bed. Make a little room in my head. Make a little room in my heart. Maybe I can start all over. Gotta go.
That was nice, too. That was a nice song.
Yes.
I had to get some of this stuff and put some of these songs on my iPod.
I heard that. Dons and Divas. The number to call is 646-238-3838. Press 1. Don't be scared. We don't bite. We just like to have a good time and just get into these topics because it's great topic tonight. So, the number again is 646-238-38. Press that 1. I come on. I know you can do it. Okay. Like I said, this topic is deep. And Dave, I'm serious. You hit a lot of great points. You know, I don't know.
But let me add one more on top of that. When you went to the break, here's what came to mind. I know this is not the night for it, but do you remember David and Bathsheba and all that was involved in that relationship? Now you go ahead and you start sleeping with an ex or someone else. Now you have to worry about maybe that spouse or that boyfriend or girlfriend looking now to take you out.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so when you leave your house, you got to be looking over your shoulder because you decided that you wanted to get your thing wet. Now you're looking to probably get
married. Right. You got a point there, too.
Yeah.
You know, and like you say, it's only going to add insults to injuries.
Yeah. Well, we have another diva point of view. Tia, are you there? Tia and Angie. I'm sorry, we have two divas. Mm. Tia and Angie, are you there?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, hello. Ladies, welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Good evening.
Good evening, Divas. Hey, Angie. Hey, Kia.
Hey, ladies.
How's everybody?
Good, wonderful. No need of complaining.
Good. Mm-hmm. Oh, and good evening to the Don, too.
We got a couple of Dons on tonight. Did you ladies hear the topic for tonight?
I didn't.
Okay. The topic for tonight is, what if you were sleeping with your ex and found out they were getting engaged? Would you continue on sleeping with them?
Oh, for me? Should I go there?
Okay.
No, absolutely not. It just totally confuses things. And sleeping with an ex is already an issue because, you know, sex confuses things at times. It brings up old stuff that was buried, you know what I'm saying? And then to find out that they're actually moving on, like now, at you being at jump off is what you are now, being at jump off, it's going to make you feel like you're being used. Like, you know, you just pacify until he gets over to that next step of marriage. So, now that's not a wise choice.
That's a
key time.
So
let's go on again. Did you hear the topic? Kia? We might have lost Kia.
Yeah. Kia, are you still there? Miss Kia? Yeah, maybe her call dropped or something.
Yeah, but no, that's crazy.
She'll probably call back. And did you hear part two of our topic tonight?
No, what's part two?
Part two is, what if you found out your ex was engaged to a close family member?
To a close family member?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. That would it would hurt my feelings. That would hurt
real bad.
Because it's certain lines that just don't be crossed. I mean, like, a close family member is a close family member, sister, cousin, brother, whatever. You know, and to be engaged is something, you know, way out of there. Like, that, again, would hurt my feelings. I mean, I'd have to find it somewhere to forgive them eventually, but it's just, you know, I would have to confront the situation, I think, because now I'm thinking, y'all had something going on when we was together. You know?
Right.
I mean? So,
like, that's true.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sorry, I'm disconnected.
Huh?
You back?
Here, you back?
I'm distracted by somebody else. Sorry. Go ahead. There she goes. All right.
Hey, Kia, did you hear the topic? Okay. What if you were sleeping with your ex and found out they were getting engaged? Would you continue to sleep with them?
If I was sleeping with my ex and he was getting engaged?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sleeping with no ex. Once they done, they done. He's getting married?
No.
I mean, you're desperate.
Okay. So, the second topic was, what if you found out your ex was engaged to a close family member?
Did you think?
You don't have it in my family. I'm sorry. We have to say right now, we're a piece of work. If somebody in our family does that, they won't be seen for a while.
But you know, Kia.
Like one of my cousins getting. I guess that's why we speak our mind. You know, just, you know.
And see, that's why I said, you know, don't even set yourself up for it because, you know, it's going
to
be problems.
Yeah.
You know, going back to, it's a reason again, like I said, it's a reason that you're my ex.
Exactly.
You know, ain't none of this, you know, because I had me a few drinks, you know, I ain't got nothing else to do. No. You know, stop going back over that bridge. You know, you'd have crossed that bridge for a reason.
Yeah. Who's trying to make trouble?
Exactly.
Like I said, he's looking for a pacifier. The thing is, he probably still wanted you. You understand what I'm saying? And now,
yeah.
A lot of things, he's like, oh, I guess I'll get engaged to this one, but I still want my ex. It's like, now, having your cake and eat it too. It just can't happen.
Yeah.
It shouldn't happen. I ain't going to say it can't. It can. It does happen.
Yeah, it happens every
should.
Day.
It happens,
but my thing is, you know, like when you sitting there around at a family gathering, you know, you're going to be looking stupid as well as that one that you are married or engaged to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or are you willing to, you know, throw your cash, your family aside because of this?
Right.
Because truly, trust me, if he did it like that, you're not going to be in the picture long either.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Something is going to go down.
Absolutely not.
No. It's something when it's outside, when it's two friends, it's a different story. Let me tell you a story about my cousin dating his college friends. They were college roommate, and he dated the roommate. Now he's dating the other roommate. Maybe it was five years later, but, you know, I see her in church. I can't look at her the same way because I'm good friends with the first girlfriend. And, you know, believe me, he knows us, and we're a little bit different. We don't candy coat nothing. You sensitive and sweet, that's your problem.
I heard that.
You can't be sensitive. But I'm saying, like, some things come out of kids, so I would say, bite on my tongue, well, because I'm going to say it, right? I don't hide nothing. I don't care how you take it.
But what about that forgiveness?
You know, in church, I'd just be like, oh, hey, it ain't no conversation. My conversation with her. We see her at family function, and Tyler and Tyler are still friends, and then you date her, even though it's five years later, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? Dons and Divas.
Press step one. The number to call is 646 238-38. Press step one. Don't be scared. Come on, because we got some debaters up in here, and we want your input too. So make sure you press that one. Let's go there tonight. Yeah, but great tips, ladies. You know, divas. Because like I say, you're only setting yourself up for a hurt again.
Yeah,
you know.
The same person. You know. Now, if you get into something new and the same thing happens and you get into something new, then you got to do a lot of self-searching. Like, you know, sit down and ask yourself, like, what's the problem? Why does this keep happening? You know, as
you
far
know,
as dealing with the ex, you're just opening up a whole wound.
But you wouldn't even have to ask yourself those questions if you didn't go there.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you know, so you just went there knowing what the outcome was the first time. Come on now. I mean, why even put yourself in the situation?
Yeah, I don't even.
Because it's only
going
to get worse.
Yep. You can't set yourself up for it. Yep.
But unfortunately, go ahead.
Well, you know, there's a reason why people come into your life, and it's either to teach you a lesson, or it's either to make you better.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Going back to your ex, It's a lesson. And going back with your ex reminds me of Job's wife when she looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt. So when you keep looking back, meaning going back to your past, that's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be salty.
Yep. Pouring salt on an open wound. That's exactly what it is.
There you go. There you go.
Yep. Pouring salt on an open wound.
It's going to burn. It's going to hurt.
Trust me. I've been there, done that. That's how I can speak. I'm speaking from experience. Like,
oh, that I am too, Angie. And it wasn't a good feeling.
No, it absolutely wasn't. And then you get angry with yourself, like, what the hell was I thinking? You know,
exactly.
You set your, you already know what you've been through with this person. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the only person you can get upset with. It's yourself.
It's with yourself.
Exactly.
You can't get mad at her.
No.
Because he got engaged, and you can't get mad at him.
Exactly.
Of course he's gonna go for it. If you want to go for it, let's roll with it. Seriously, let's roll with it.
Yep.
You know, so don't be mad at her nor him, because you're the dummy that went back to him.
Damn.
You know, so.
yeah, slap yourself in the forehead.
Like they say, you old big dummy.
Big dummy.
I mean, you was. You was dumb for doing it. Seriously.
Yep.
You know,
and you actually cut yourself short, like, you know, because what more does he have now that he had when we was together? Like, what the hell?
I mean, you ate the same stick to everything else.
Hello.
So,
hey,
no,
don't hurt yourself, because that's what you're doing.
Exactly.
But Dons and Divas, I want you guys to hold the line. We're gonna go to another song, and that song is "Panty Wetter" by Trey Songz.
Didn't think you'd come back so soon. Got drink in my cup, got rolled up, but I'm with you tonight. But you think I would come so hard up on this chapter 5. I've toured the world and made some money, learned some different things. And now I'm here to show your body what these new pains. Your petty chopper has returned and I'm going low. To please your body is my mission if you don't know. Time, I just wanna go nice and slow. First thing, they call them clothes, but you can.
strange you're to see. When the crime feels guiltily, there's only one thing left you could do for me. Take them all, please.
Ow. Boy,
that was deep there.
Panty wetter. Then at the end, he wants you to take them off. What?
I like that.
Bangs to make you go, But look, he's talking about wetter than a fountain. Man, you're going to be dripping. I'm scared of him.
You're going to be leaking, boy.
Oh,
yeah, right? drip. But Don Sedivas, press that one out there. Because I know the phone lines are lit up. Come on, press that one. Because they talking about panty wetters all up in here now.
Oh, what's going on? That's that Trey Songz right there, serious.
Girl, and he don't play.
Yes, it is.
He don't play.
That was a good song.
R. Kelly Jr. So,
I got a message for the guys there, lady.
Get out, Kelly Jr.
And Keith Begg and Sweat. You know, Keith begs. But that'll be like you begging that ex, please just make me go crazy. Just make me kill myself. That's why I'm back with you, because it's going to hurt. But I want it again. Once again.
Just one more good one. That's
One more good one, but that one more good one gonna lead into a whole lot more.
And then it's gonna be over.
As soon as they say it's done, then you gonna have a problem.
Divas.
Huh?
I got a message for the guys tonight, and I want them to take note of what is being said by you divas, because it's gonna make or break them in the future. They can write it on their heart, they can take a pen and write it on the pad. But just don't write it down by their private part, because it may not stand up in court. You follow what I'm saying?
Whoa! I like that. What you say now? Write it?
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Write it in your heart?
You can write it in your heart. You can write it on the pad. Just don't write it down there by your private part, because it may not stand up in court.
Wow, that is funny. Definitely might not stand up.
Wow,
I like that. That was a good one.
Yeah.
That is funny.
I'm gonna step back.
No, keep going. Like that.
But I'll tell you what, on the real side, I have a new respect for myself. And I have a new respect for the ladies that's out there. And I mean that from the heart, because when you go through certain things in life, it either makes you better or bitter.
Right.
It just made me better. You know what I mean?
I heard
and,
that.
Lessons.
Lessons.
It's a blessing, and the thing is, the next person that I'm actually ever involved with is going to have a renewed person as opposed to that old person.
Absolutely.
Because now I know how to actually take care of a lady, and it's not only by my flesh, but it's from the scripture, and it's from the spirit. So
I heard
that relationship is going to be everlasting.
Give him high five for that.
Oh yeah, basically that's it. So I can't keep raising the dead, because that's basically what you're doing. You're raising the dead, and when you raise the dead, they're zombies, and they're going to come back and they're going to eat you up. at the end of the day. Let the dead lay, let the dead stay buried, and let the dead bury the dead. You move on with the living folk.
I heard that. So you saying, but back in the days, you probably would have done, well, you said you did do it. But now you've grown stronger and wiser, you wouldn't even go there. Once they're out of your life, they're out of your life, right?
Yeah, I was in the world big time. I was deep in the world. I kid you not. I was out there. You know what I mean? And I made a lot of mistakes. I came back and thought I was good. And then the devil raised his head, and I was back out there again. And you make these mistakes. But I like this topic tonight, because it really touched a real part in my heart.
Right.
I tell you what. When you're going back to the old flame, and it starts to burn, that's what's going to happen. And your family and everybody else are destroyed because of that. Your children, your wife, everybody else. So, you know, you don't want to really go there, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, you don't want to go there.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you know,
give
me a hand
clap.
I know that's right.
Yeah,
definitely.
But I love you, ladies, man. I love you, ladies. Really.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And Dave, you're welcome. We are here every Wednesday, 8 to 10. So just tune in with us.
Yeah, I'm gonna have you put me on speed dial.
Okay. I like that.
About that, huh?
You know, and you can. Hey, we got plenty of shows for you to call.
Oh yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Six days out of the week, get ready to be soon. So, yeah, I mean, you know, hey, sometimes it's, you know, you just need that outlet, you know. And I'm glad that you do enjoy it, and that you're enjoying the topic tonight, you know. Like you said, it's a deep topic, though, because so many people go down that road, you know, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could do it once, but then, you know, hey, another situation come up, you may end up going back into it. You know, but again, why subject yourself?
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Well, sometimes, fortunately, it takes people more than a couple of times to learn that lesson. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I did it three or four times, and then one day, when it's going to be like, enough is enough. I had enough. Like, it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
So people just, you have to, again, you have to be renewed in your mind. Like, this is, I'm trying to grow. You're holding me back. I can't mess with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Then you have some exes that don't
want
to let go. You know what I'm saying?
That don't
whether
want
they get married or not.
True.
You know, you got some that just don't want to let go. It's not going to, the reality, they're not going
to
let go.
Afraid of it. Yep, afraid to let go.
Yeah,
that's
like
true.
I said, know your self-worth.
Yep.
You're
right.
In order.
Yep.
Together,
yeah, definitely,
you know?
Think higher of yourself. Like, listen,
yeah.
I'm better than that. I deserve more.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Because, like I say, you're only hurting yourself, and you know you're just gonna continue to beat yourself up behind something that you know is not gonna work.
Right.
You know, it didn't work the first time for a reason.
Right.
So
exactly.
I mean, move on, kick rocks. You know, tell me kick rocks.
Kick rocks and flip flops.
Nice. Yeah, but I want you Dons and Divas to hold on. We're going to go to another song, and it is Best of Me by Tyrese.
What a joy it is to be loved by you, my most precious gift, my guardian angel. I believe God sent you here to slow me down, and so whatever it takes, I'ma keep you around, baby.
I feel like I can conquer the world
with you. You are the best thing.
Cause I never had a love so pure. It's because of you, I'm sure. And with you by my side, girl, we can conquer the world.
Hard because she remember how good it was. That's why she came back home. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Hey, but it is what it is. If it wasn't all that, well, she wouldn't be knocking down my door.
All right. Well, we do have a part.
Ladies, you are not going to cheat on your fiance with something that is trash.
I will hope
so. So obviously, there has to be something there for you to want to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I would hate this. I mean, I would hate to know that she gonna cheat or he gonna cheat, period, and you engaged.
Well, she ain't mine. She ain't engaged to me. She engaged to that dumbass nigga, not me.
Okay, well, Dallas, we do have a part two.
we would like for you to hear, but please cut out the cursing if you can, darling.
The what? The what? Cut out the what?
The cursing. I know it's a natural.
I curse? I curse?
Yes, baby. We know it's a natural.
Oh, my bad.
See, he's
my
so
bad.
Used to doing it. He's so used to doing it. You're excused for the moment, but don't do it again. Now listen to part two. We want you to hear this part. You ready?
I'm listening.
Okay, later.
All right, Dallas. What if you found out your ex is getting engaged to a close family member?
A close family member?
A different
story.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want to do. I ain't with her no more. You know what I'm saying? But he is definitely going to be on my distant family member list from now on. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
I'm gonna be thinking that they was probably smashing all along. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Or there was something
exactly.
going on. You know what I'm saying?
That's what.
Right.
That's what. Angie, that's what you're saying, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like she only became attractive after I stopped talking to her. No, she was attractive when I was messing with her. So something had to be going on.
All right.
Uh-huh. Yes, because it just ain't started all of a sudden.
Right.
Because
once
we're
I get
not
rid of,
together.
Once I kick her to the curb, because you don't kick me, I'm going to kick her. Once I kick her to the curb, all of a sudden now she's attractive. You know what
right.
I mean? No.
That attraction don't come just like bam.
Right, of course, right. So there's probably them. If nothing was going on, they might have been flirting with each other, but something was definitely going on. So, you know, hey.
She wanted to test the waters since yours was real cool and nice. She wanted to test the waters of that next can
yeah, well,
to
well,
make
well,
sure
well,
and see if it was like
once,
yours.
Once she goes out there and get some of that and find out that I really had the mo better, she can't come back home.
The mo better,
yeah, because I got the mo better. Once you find out that I really had the mo better, that's not my problem no more. That's all yours, baby, over here.
What do you say? Go ahead and take that headache.
Yeah, go on. That's all yours, player. All yours.
Wow.
Wow. Well, we can take it real.
Huh?
I said, was that kid laughing in the background?
I don't know who that
but
was laughing.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense, though. No. And I, like I said, you know, but why would you even go back? You know, I can't really say nothing. I've been there, done that, but now you couldn't pay me to go back.
Right.
You know.
I'll tell you, I said, oh, yeah, right now I look at my exes, and I'm like, ugh. Like, damn. What was I doing? Like, but back then I was yeah. But now look at him. Like, I don't look at him the same. Like when we break up and we're done, I look at him
done.
Like the total opposite. Yeah, I look like oh, like I can't stand them. They turn my stomach. I don't know why, but when I break up with somebody, I don't look at them the same way no more.
Yeah. Well, I would have looked at some of mine have been the same way. Was I really in love? What are you? No.
Yeah, we like you said, Tripper. What the hell was you thinking?
Right. I mean, seriously, you know, still wearing jerry curls and stuff.
Oh! they got that slow glow. They got the slow glow working.
Oh
man! Oh, man, still wearing. Look down at the feet. They got on the Bobo tennis shoes. And you almost 60 years old. What the?
and then
that really just to know that you might have been married to that person. What?
Ooh.
I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Now that's one I wouldn't go back to. But again, you know, my thing is just, you know, knowing that it's an ex. That ex is an ex for a reason. Get over it. Be gone.
Yeah, keep it moving.
And
pour salt on that open wound.
Mm. Yeah, that's probably best for everybody. Keep the tension down and all that good stuff.
Yeah. But Dawes and Divas, the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press that 1. Don't be scared. Because we ain't going to bite you. I promise you that. If they do, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. So call that number and press that 1 and get in on the topic with us Dons and Divas. So just leave it alone. Be gone. Because if not, you're going to have some problems.
Yeah.
You know, so,
Definitely. Well, see, a lot of times, too, going back to an ex, you think you finding something that you missed the first time. Like, oh, my God, maybe I'm going to go see or whatever. Maybe he's changed or she's changed. Let me go try it out or whatever. A lot of times it was just a sex thing. Like, I'm going back just for some booty.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, it depends, too, you know.
Man, I got an uncle that got married twice to the same woman, and they're still in the same position.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's true, man. That's true, dude. He married the same woman twice, you know?
We have another caller on. We have Nasun. Nasun, are you there?
Hey. I just called in to show some love. Like I said, I was. You know, so
appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome. First of all, we'd like to welcome you to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Would you like to hear our topic for tonight, or you just have to do show some love?
No, I just came to show some love. I'm like moving and shaking right now, so I just called in because I thought I was gonna call in. So that's all. I was just.
And
I just know you were talking about exes, so you know when you go forward, you can't go backwards. So that's the only thing I can say about the situation.
Wonderful, thank you. Thank you for your input.
Yes.
Thanks for calling and showing us some love.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Nasun.
All right, no problem.
That's why he's moving and shaking, messing with the exes.
Wow. Dave, you
what
are
about the
flip
side? Listen, what about the flip side? What if you're the person that walks in and see them in there doing their thing, and that's your house? You see what I'm saying? Now, a few years ago, if that happened to me, Steph, you know what I'm saying. You would have heard
know,
the news.
I already know about you, player.
You know, and today in Brooklyn, two men and a woman found dead in the bed. The dog was dead in the bathroom. The cat was dead in the living room. All the roaches were found dead. All the rats. You know, the whole house got killed up. You know? But I'm glad we can speak about this tonight because now I'm a new person. So, you know, when you mess with your exes, just know that there's some people that hasn't changed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that's
a lot growing. So true. Wow.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, they took out the whole family member and everything else, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You
took out the roaches and all.
The flies and everything. So they might be standing on the wall listening. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
Situation like that can't get deadly. It can't.
Well, of course. You know, you got somebody laid up in my home? No. Or our home? No. It's not happening.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, today now, if I come in and see that, I'm just telling, listen, man, why don't you just move over? Because I got to go work tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could have just done that in the bathroom. I got to go to work. Yeah, I'm not.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I don't want to kill nobody tomorrow. You know?
I mean, it's not worth it. Because guess what? They're going to still be out there enjoying their life, and you're going to be locked up.
Yep.
You know? So you still didn't stop nothing. You just made it better that they know that the crazy man ain't around no more.
He got jack time.
Because
listen,
that's the way
they
gonna look at
it. He had some jack time, but he ain't getting jacked.
Yeah, I mean, you might get something, but it ain't gonna be what you looking to get. You get locked up. I mean, seriously, that's too much. But Don Zadivas, before I go any further, and I meant to say it while he was on, Nasun that was just on the line, is an artist and an author. He was on our Friday night show.
Oh, he
was.
Oh,
okay. So, yes, he was calling in to give the Diva Squad love and appreciate. It's very much appreciated.
Wonderful,
yes. Yes. Nice.
But with that being said, we're going to go to our next song, which is All For Your Type by Jamie Foxx featuring Drake.
Yeah.
Hold the lines, Dimes and Divas.
Shoulder barely sober, telling me how you moving away and starting over. Girl, quit playing, you just drunk, you just saying. And oh, you dance, dance like how, like ballet and. Oh, wait. No, I get it, girl, I'm with it. I've been down this road before, and yeah, I skid it, but forget it, damn, damn. I wonder why I never learned my lesson. It's feeling like it's second chance, and it's the first impression. And I heard there's nothing new except for someone new. But how you supposed to find the one with anyone who come with you? Talking to myself, but I never listen. Cause man, it's been a while, and I swear that this one's different. That's why I'ma take you anywhere you wanna go. Let you meet my friends so they can lecture me again about how reckless I have been. And I'm slowly running out of all the time that I invested, making all the same mistakes, and I'm just trying to correct it. And I fall.
Oh, for your time.
All right now.
That was a good song.
Everyone still on the line?
Yes.
I'm here.
Hello?
Yes, yes.
Are you still here?
You're here with us?
Yes.
Okay, Angie's still here. Is Dave still with us or no?
I'm here. I just had to change location.
You had to change what?
Just had to change location.
Oh, okay.
I think my ex was looking for me, that's why.
So what, you run to the other room?
Leave that alone. That is low.
He said he think his ex was looking for him. Run for it.
Just say no.
Right, like a bad drug.
Yeah, just say no. You know, sometimes them exes can be addicted like a drug. You know,
man.
That's why the Lord say no. You're like, oh, God.
And they're like, God forbid. Wait a minute, God forbid if they give you a few dollars.
Oh,
I'm all weak to that one. Oh, girl, guess what? He bought me another coat yesterday.
Oh,
girl,
he gave me yesterday.
Honey, he paid my electric bill. I don't care about him being engaged. I'm going to him anyway.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
It ain't worth it still. At the end of the day,
not at all.
You still being played.
Basically.
Yeah, and then you got some of them exes going after the new girl. And she ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah. But you know what the killer part is? Is that ex might, that new woman might know what you look like, right? You don't know what she look like, what you gonna do when she run up on you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, think about it. Because that happens every day, too. You may know what I look like, but I have no clue of who you are or what you look like.
Yeah.
You know, you could come up to me like some of these crazy people be doing, start slashing me. I'm wondering, yo, what you doing this for? You know, I'm half dead.
Right, yeah, like, who are you?
You to mess me up because of him.
Right, it's bad because you're both the victims. So
exactly.
Like, you know,
exactly. Get him.
Stepping out of character and all that stuff, you ain't really getting nothing accomplished or whatever.
Nothing.
And the problem actually still exists, which is him.
But he's telling one thing and telling another the other thing, you know,
that's all a part of that cheating game. You're going to say what you want
and
to get what
is.
You want.
It is. You know, and like I said, if you don't go there, then you don't have to worry about that stress.
Exactly. You got to check yourself on that. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because then, like you said, at the end of the day, you can only be mad at self because you did the self-destruction to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You have some people that are comfortable with being in that situation.
Okay.
That,
exactly.
That are happy being a jump off. You know what I'm saying?
And brag about it. Brag about, you know, I don't care. He's still doing me too. He gave me the. It don't mean nothing. That's materialistic thing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to lose your
now
life?
When it comes to taking family pictures and going to family dinners and all that stuff, you're going to be stuck home.
It ain't
going to
be you up in them pictures.
Yep.
You're going to be stuck right at
home
looking
about
stupefied.
You know. Shoot, they just go on
home crying about why he ain't with you.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
but
why
you know what? A lot of that too has to do with some people's self esteem. It's like your self esteem must be at a low. You at a bottom right now. You know what I'm saying? So you think you gotta get in where you can fit in. Oh, I'm gonna accept that because right now I have nothing. Like, and guess what? You got even less having him. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, too, some people like, well, don't nobody know that I'm doing it, so
right.
It don't matter.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a secret.
Right. You know. Secret lovers ain't no good thing no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, I don't know, but the number to call, because the lines are on fire, is 646-200-4000.
38. Press that one. Press it. I dare you. I dare you to press it. I guarantee you you'll like it once you press it, though.
I double dare you. I
absolutely. Go to press that. Go to press that one. Go to press that one. Give me an opinion.
Go, Cougar, can I hear that? Can I hear that? That meow. Bring them all in, Cougar. So press that one.
Yeah, you gotta put the snap at the real snap.
Ow. now y'all look, y'all really acting up now. But yes, I don't know. I mean, I won't be able to stress it enough to just let it go.
Yeah.
If you're done, just leave it alone.
Right.
Because it's not going to get any better. It was bad from the rip, so you know what's going to make it change over a few months. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Nothing.
You know.
Nothing.
You ain't got to stoop that low.
Yeah, and especially, too, he done went and then got engaged to somebody else. It shows he done moved on from you.
Look, and quiet as it's kept, he probably was engaged the whole time when he first came back to you and decided that he was going to do it.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's not saying a lot for him either.
Yeah.
And he's probably enjoying the fact that, you know, he got two women, you know? He's probably enjoying that.
Have that cake and eat it, too.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what? If that woman or man allow that person to do it, then why not?
Exactly. It's all what you allow. Exactly.
You know, and their lives, again, you can't fault nobody but yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Can't be mad at nobody like that.
Right? And you know,
I accepted that. You know what I'm saying?
And you know
get
what?
Mad at somebody, look in the mirror.
Hmm.
There you go. And with that, all of this being said, I got to go to this call because all you doing is sharing your love. So we going to play Share My Love by R. Kelly.
I just want to share my love.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, yeah. Come here, baby. Just lay your body right here, baby. And let me tell you all of the things I wanna do to you, babe. Oh, girl, relax. Oh, oh, babe. Cause I'm about to prove to you that every bit of me wants to be lying here with you. All I wanna do, I just wanna share my love. I just wanna share my love.
Share my love with you.
Oh, baby.
Now that let's get together. Populate. Make the world better. Populate. Oh, I just want to share my love with you, babe. I just want to share my love. All I want to do is share my love. Share my love. Share my love with you.
Yeah, my love.
Is everybody out of breath? Because our show was two-stepping.
Way to go, DJ.
I need some water.
Girl, I'm telling you, I'm sitting up here getting ready to fail with one of these letters. Like, what? I mean, that beat came on and I was just bouncing. Like, oh.
That's all you can do when that song comes on.
But wait a minute. That's all you're doing when you go back to that ex is just sharing. stop being so giving and just take it away from him. Don't share no more. Give it to the next man or the next woman. Let them share the love. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That appreciate DJ.
Appreciate that 80% that
hot
we have.
Dog, yay. You brought that one right in on time.
They
were on key. Yes. I mean, like, right in the middle of it, yeah. Bring everybody up. Wake them up.
Yeah. I'm actually going to steal some of them songs from my iPod.
Hey.
That's really appropriate.
Yeah. Sharing that love. Stop sharing it. I ain't saying it. Nope, not once more. Don't share it. Yes.
Not with an ex anyway.
Less drama. And you're right, the DJ is all on point at all times. I'm telling you. Switchboard operator, DJ, a big hand clap and applause to you guys because y'all got it going on.
Yes,
you do.
Absolutely.
So, is there any final thoughts anybody want to talk about on this topic for tonight?
Yeah, I got a question. I need some advice, though.
Okay.
Now, I mentioned about my uncle marrying the same woman twice. That's a true story. Because, listen, the first marriage date, you walked in, you found a wife in bed with another guy. Okay, so they eventually changes, they got a divorce. So now, a year or so down the road, he's married the same girl again. They get married the second time. Now he goes to her job. She's a correction officer. He goes to the job. He finds her in the bathroom with the same dude.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. True story,
right? So he asked
right?
for that. He asked for
right.
it. Yeah.
So now they get divorced the second time. So I go by his house the other day, and he says, you know what? I said, what? He said, guess who was over here?
Not her.
Yeah.
he
what advice do you have for him?
He likes punishment.
There's no advice for him because regardless of what you say to him, no, seriously, he's going to continuously go back. It's something that she got that's a real turn on to him, and he ain't trying to let it go. By no means necessary.
No advice is going to help him. He's going to have to let her go on his own. Can't nobody give him no advice. He's going to have to do that himself.
Yeah.
Tell him to look up addictive relationships. There's such a thing as a relationship addiction.
Absolutely.
Have a look it up.
I think it's some kind of disease where some people are just afraid of being alone.
Oh, yeah.
And they end up settling. So,
yes.
And he's already comfortable with her.
he's comfortable with her, so he's willing to accept that. So, you know, until
wow.
he can find out exactly what it is he wants, this is what he's going to get.
He's going to constantly do it.
He's going to do it. He's going to continue to do that.
Until he realizes where he's going wrong. He's got a big deep. He's got to pick up his
yeah.
self-esteem. He's got a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
He done married her twice.
Yeah.
And then she's still back over there?
He should have just hit it and quit it. He had what he had married her for then. He should have just hit that.
Exactly.
He's lacking something major.
He definitely is lacking something major. Like I said, maybe his self-esteem is just that low.
That right there. That's one right there. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, Dave, you talk with a lot of sense. Why don't you try to talk sense?
I can't add to it because the thing is, the person that she's seeing is a married man.
Oh, wow. Well, she has issues too, though, and I can't see how he didn't want to stay around for something like that.
Period.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, I know.
Some people just
right
can't.
There.
She's
hard to satisfy. That's the thing. She's a tough cookie to satisfy. So he needs to go out and find somebody that's like him or that's just not like her.
Exactly.
So.
Anybody else? If not, we'd turn it over to the Diva Squad because time is of essence.
Time definitely is. Anyway, my take on this again: you get what you ask for. If you want to continue to live backwards, then you go back to your ex. Otherwise, if you're looking for growth, ex is not the answer. And ex is an ex for a reason. So
yeah, that's true. You got that right.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, a couple weeks
long.
Shelly.
I think
those
are right there.
Well, I would like to thank. Oh. Yes. I would like to thank the man above, Mr. Talis, the callers, the listeners, everybody out there. As far as sleeping with your ex when they're engaged, only thing I can say about that is that you need to get out of that as soon as possible. Everybody's different, you know, but you need to get out of that as soon as possible. As far as getting your, as far as engaged to a close family member, I think that's just out of line and off limits off the bat. So I don't think you should even go there at all, you know, to do that, because that's going to cause nothing but drama. You know, some people could even lose their lives over that. So I say that's a no-no as well.
Good one. Rachel.
Yes, yes. First and foremost, you know I got to thank the man above, because without him, there would be no me, then there would be no GQ Palace. I want to thank GQ Palace. I want to thank the Diva Squad. Love y'all. I want to thank the callers and listeners. Romano, I'm sorry, y'all. Is there a Romano online? Romano?
There's a Ramona on the line.
Ramona?
Yeah.
Ramona, hi.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pick up where I left off as soon as we talk to Ramona. Welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. How are you?
I'm fine. Hello, ladies and gents.
Hey,
hi.
Hello.
Good evening.
Did you hear our topic for tonight?
I did. I heard your entire story. I really don't have much to say. I'm just showing my support and love to Tammy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in and showing us love. And, all right, the callers, Dog Bones, Brian Hoover, Dave Kia, Angie, Dallas, Nasun, Ramona, thank you for calling. Listeners, press one next time. And my take on tonight's topic. If you are sleeping with your ex, don't sleep with the ex. If you're sleeping with the ex and you found out that the ex is engaged, stop sleeping with the ex. If the person that your ex got engaged to happens to be a family member of yours, Family member cut off the ex, just cut all that mess out. That's not healthy. That's not a good situation. Leave it alone. I'm going to turn this portion of the show back over to you, Miss Diva T.
Yes, yes. I want to thank everybody, callers, listeners, and, you know, of course, we always got to thank the man up above. Just let you know, stay tuned next week, same time, same place. And on starting February the 21st, I think it is, we're going to be having a new show, which is on Thursdays, with Reality and Relationships with author K.L. Belvin and his wife. Fridays, we have Love and Entertainment, 6 to 9, with our host Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, with Lavina Polite. Monday, Love, Lies, and Loyalty, 7 to 9, with your host Steph Dallas. Right after his show on Monday is Relationship, Lies, and Deceit. 9 to 10 with Dr. Feelgood. Tuesdays, GPS Sports. 8 to 10 with your host, the mayor. Wednesday, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, of course, from 8 to 10, T. Rachel and Shelley. And my intake on this topic tonight, don't set yourself up. Don't even set yourself up, because you're only doing self-destruction. It's not going to get any better. So definitely leave it alone while you're ahead. And I definitely want to give a big thank you to our switchboard operator and DJ. They always do a fantastic job. I mean, from day one, they always do a good job. And that Monday, the last Monday show, I want to make a correction on that. Instead of Relationship, Lies, and Deceit, it's called Speaking Out, My Point of View. So make sure you tune in to those top shows, you know, and they're just as good, you know, but the Diva Squad is like, woo. We're going to, it was a good night. I'm glad everybody called in, gave their feedback. And we're going to end the show with the remix by Beyonce. Guess what? Love on Pop.
Ooh,
have a great week, everyone. Stay blessed.
Ew.
Honey, honey, I can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're near.
Again and again and again and again. Everybody ask me why I'm falling out from ear to ear. But I know.
hey, we're getting ready to share.